The congregation may be seated if the children will join me for the children's message. You guys can have a seat up here. We have some furniture up here that we don't usually have, don't we? Yeah, I'm not even going to sit down because you won't be able to see me if I do. We've got this furniture up here that's not usually here, and it's because something is happening today. Do you guys know what's happening today? Isabel, you know something's going on, right? It has something to do with your brother. Yeah, Ty is being confirmed today. This is his confirmation day. Do you guys know what it means? What does the word confirm mean? Does anybody know? I'll tell you, the word confirm means, yeah, that's right. Say that with me. Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's what confirm means. Basically, you say, yeah, that's right. Ty, when he was much, much smaller than he is now, I assume, I wasn't there, Ty, right here, was baptized, okay? We poured water on his head, whoever the pastor was, and said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But Ty was a baby when this happened. You don't remember it, right, Ty? No. Ty doesn't remember it. And you know what? He also probably didn't even know what was happening. But his parents said, yes, we believe this, and we are going to do this for you right now until you're old enough to know what's happening. And so today is that day. Ty has been learning and studying for 2 years, and today is that day when Ty is going to get up here, and we're going to say, hey, Ty, all of those promises that your parents made for you when you were baptized and they poured water on your head, do you believe those now for yourself? And Ty's going to say, yeah, that's right, I do. And we're going to say, we confirm this faith in you and we rejoice with you. Now, I know most of you have come to this font too, and some of you are on the way still, and we pour water on your heads and we say, you are God's precious child and we love you and God loves you and there's nothing in the whole world that can change that. And that's what we celebrate with Ty today, and we celebrate that with you guys who have done it already too, and we will celebrate it with some of you coming up. And that is a wonderful, wonderful gift. As you guys leave, after we pray, I want you to do something. I want you to go up to this water in here and touch it and put some on your head to remind you of the gift of baptism. Can you do that? I'll help you with it. But first, let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for baptism.
We thank you for baptism.
Be with Ty today.
Be with Ty today.
And be with us.
And be with us.
Call us to live lives,
of baptism.
Amen. Amen. If you all are going to Children's Church, you can line up at that door, but first come up here with me and we're going to put some water on your heads. You also can stay in church if you would like to. Okay, yeah, we're going to put this water on your heads, and you can remember if you've been baptized, and if you haven't been baptized yet, this can be a little preview for you of what's coming. You guys can head that way and line up. It's wet, isn't it? That's how water is.